Thanks for joining us for another episode of Already Won, a Sports Friends podcast. Each week, Coach Ben and Coach Kyle share their insights, interview special guests, present teachable moments, and offer some extra words of wisdom. The victory is ours, because we've already won.
Hello and welcome to our Already Won podcast, a Sports Friends podcast. And as you can see, we are in the flesh. The Wildcat and the Mad Dog are live. It's incredible. There's nothing.
Mouth for screen.
There's not. We're on pace, but we do have this incredible bookshelf behind us.
It's a nice bookshelf.
What a studio we've got here.
Bookshelf people, let us know.
What a show we've got ahead as well. We are reviewing Series 1.
Series 1.
Have you enjoyed Series 1, Mad Dog?
I can't believe we made it through Series 1. Don't forget about it, because we're going to talk about it today. We're going to review a little bit of it, so you can go back and say, I missed that. Or wait, I want to hear about that again.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to make it easy. We're going to do five different categories of people.
Five different categories.
That we have went through 40 different episodes. This is episode 15. We're going to talk about founders. We're going to talk about players. We're going to talk about chaplains. We're going to talk about leaders. And we're going to talk about coaches.
Bam!
Give me five. We can do that because we're in person. And we've got these shirts on. We are loving it because, Kyle, remember, we already won. Yeah, this is a podcast for Christians who want to share the incredible news of Jesus Christ. And whether you're a coach, a player, or a fan, this is a podcast to remind you about the incredible victory that you have. So you can tell your friends, your friends' friends.
To your parents?
Your parents' friends.
Tell everybody.
We already won. And today we're reviewing. So, Mad Dog, let's dive in straight away to our first category, which is founders. We had the founders of Sports Trends. We are Trip Johnston. We are Brian Davidson. How were they for you?
I think it was great to have them back on. You know, Trip had, Brian had transitioned a few years ago, Trip a couple years ago. So it was good to have them come back and kind of reflect, but also tell some new things about what impacted them and even to start Sports Friends.
Yeah, I mean, the original founders, you've known them for 20 years. I think hearing that story again, you know, you can get Trip's book, Soul Brothers, you can get it and read it. You know, great stories around that. But we spoke to Tripp around how he really felt God call him away from an incredible job and to go and set up Sports Friends. The vision behind that, worth listening to that podcast that Tripp shared all around it. And you guys shared around how Sports Friends had started in Ethiopia and then expanded to West Africa and now in Southeast Asia and beyond from there as well. But we also have Brian Davidson.
Brian Davidson.
What a character. We went off script, fair to say.
A lot of the time.
But
in fact, even after we closed the podcast down, we kept talking. Yeah. So. We always joke about part two. We should have been recording.
Yeah, honestly, there was a lot of gold there. What kind of things? I mean, what kind of things did you get from Brian? That was it.
Yeah, I think just Brian's passion to seeing youth, even leaders, being changed and transformed by the Word of God, being discipled, being led personally, proactively. I think it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget him getting the actual heart out as a teaching prop and talking around.
I thought he was going to talk about open heart surgery.
But he was talking about the heart of a coach, the importance of the coach.
Heart of a champion.
Yeah, it's important. And he was talking around that. And for me, as director of training, hearing the guy who came up with a lot of our original training material and our training philosophy concepts, all that kind of stuff, to hear that from the horse's mouth, so to speak, from the original founder, for me, it was inspirational. It was inspiring. So definitely worth going back and checking those two out. But we also had another founder, didn't we? We had Derek Williams from KitAid.
That was great.
Yeah, and he had three letters after his name. Do you remember?
OBE?
MBE. Derek has rightfully got
Member
those three
letters.
Remember
the loyalty. We don't leave you guys disappointed. We get the top people. We get the top people.
We get royal people.
Royalty.
Royal people. That's what we get. But it was great, like, hearing around him as a founder of KitAid. Going over, seeing a kid in a Liverpool shirt, and then going back with his friends to give more kit. Fast forward now, 25 years later, a million items of kit.
Over a million now.
It's keeping rising around that. What was that like for you, just hearing around that, the stories? We know we've taken kit over to our sports friends.
Before I answer that, I'm sure maybe some people got held up because KitAid, they didn't understand what it was. Maybe it's like a first aid kit or something like that. Tire repair kit. No. Kit, people, is uniforms. Okay?
That's it.
Just
jerseys.
In case you didn't know, if you've not been watching Ted Lasso for the last whatever, KitAid, okay? So, kit.
That's important. Uniforms. That's right. Important to clarify. Now we've clarified that.
Boom.
Derek and the KitAid team have been sending jerseys and equipment all over
the world.
That's
what I want to say. You've seen it from picking up at a local club, and then boxing it, working with Mo Farah.
He was there for one. That was, yeah, it was one.
Sir Mo. Another rise, please. Yeah. Carried hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces of uniforms, and then sharing it with a team, a local team, with the coach, with the children there, and seeing their eyes just light up because they've never had a uniform. Maybe they've worn the same color shirt, but now they have uniforms that have numbers, and sometimes they have up and down, the top and bottom. It's just amazing.
A full kit, and what that does, people take them seriously. A
full kit,
and it, you know, Derek has a phrase. It often doubles someone's wardrobe and stuff, and it's more than just a shirt. Hearing that, and obviously, like you say, I'm now the communications manager, voluntary, and kind of regularly push out stuff on. Yeah, but voluntary, not involuntary, voluntary. I do it and push out stories on LinkedIn and YouTube and stuff, like these good news stories of people all across the developing world.
Great news.
Yeah, great news stories, in fact. Not good, it's great news. And, you know, hearing that from Derek and him telling that story and how I think there's something interesting that, you know, we share the stories, you see the pictures, but you don't often see those regional coordinators who are there picking up the kit, driving miles when no one sees, boxing up the kit that nobody sees. Yeah. You know, we see the pictures.
People behind the scenes.
There's a lot of people behind the scenes. Not in this studio, but in KitAid, there are. There's hundreds of people who've played their part and helped it. So go back and listen to that. Those three founders, right? That was brilliant. Listen to them. All had a vision. So we reviewed founders. We're now going to review
players.
Fantastic. We had some great founders. Mad Dog, if I ask you a question, what was your favorite episode? What would you say?
I'd say Marcus Landry. Hands down, just being out at his farm, walking around before the interview, filming some things, talking to him. He even had, as I showed up that first day, a new farmhand, I would say, a helper come, to a volunteer from the city come in and work with him. So it was great to see him, kind of show him around as well.
Yeah, I mean, what was your favorite episode? Put it in the comments. What is your favorite
Put
one?
In the comments.
Stick it in there. But around that Marcus one.
Is there a shirt to give?
Do you want to give a shirt?
We'll give a shirt.
If you can put it in the comments, we will give out a shirt. Stick it in there. But what I loved about Marcus, Carl, was you were there. And you saw
there.
That. And you actually put some bonus footage
at the end
of the video. Yeah. So if you don't watch the video, please go to our YouTube channel or Facebook or X. Check it out. Because, Kyle, just get this. If you subscribe, our channel will thrive. If you subscribe, our channel will thrive. Please subscribe. We've had over 60 new subscribers to our channel. We put a new video out every Wednesday. Do subscribe. This channel will thrive. You'll see the extended footage of the Mad Dog himself looking around the farm. And what was that like for you, Kyle? Because the guy has played at the elite level. He's played with Kobe Bryant, other people like that, the Black Mamba. Hearing him talk about that, I loved how he talked about his boundaries and talking with his game, not trash talking or smack talking. But what was that like for you, seeing him, meeting him, and seeing how his family's now involved in his ministry?
I think it was great because, you know, you hear him talk about how he grew up, his mother and father encouraged him to play sports, work with them to play sports, baseball, to basketball in the front yard, eventually getting him a scholarship at a university, eventually playing at the highest level, both him and his brother Carl. It was great to see. And then having, when he completed his career, not just throw it up and work at a car dealership or do whatever, he found his path early on, kept on his path, and when he was done, now he has a farm. He's involved his family, he's serving the community. So here's this big African-American basketball player out in the rural areas of Wisconsin farming.
And that's where you're from, Wisconsin, right?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so you saw that, and it was like incredible to see like what he's doing now, right? And well worth watching that, and especially wait till the end, because often there's some bonus footage. Don't just click off. Make sure you stay to the end, because you not only do you get bonus footage, but you get some apps, awesome anecdotes, and you get some wellness weekly words. So make sure you stick around for that.
Free of charge.
We also had not just one player. We had Lloyd Thomas, who rugby player, now golfer, from Wales. Was that just an excuse for us to talk about going to Wrexham?
I think it was. Wait, we had him on because we were at Wrexham. We wanted to tie it in.
Did we meet Will Farrell?
No.
We did not meet Will Farrell. We were
probably, you touched him.
We were interacting.
He
we were interacting.
He touched you.
He didn't. He just said about the abs, apparently. But yeah, it was an interaction after we lost our voice. You can go back and watch that and see the footage of Will Farrell in the turf.
More bonus footage.
In the turf. I mean, this is what we give people.
We will not leave you.
We give people what Welcome to Wrexham didn't even get. We get inside footage around that on the Audio One podcast. Give that a listen. But Lloyd, what was it about Lloyd? I mean, he spoke a lot of Welsh. He was someone who is trying to build networks, supporting Christians in sport. That was the organization he works for, right?
I thought he was the director.
He was the team leader directing things.
He's not the director.
In Wales.
He will be the director someday. Mark our words right here. 2024, we're saying it.
There we go. But I love Lloyd.
Will Ferrell, director of Christian...
Lloyd Thomas. There you go. Lloyd Thomas. Let's see. But what I love about Lloyd was he had a contract in Australia. And he went over there, and when he was in Australia...
What was the contract for?
Rugby.
Rugby.
No pads.
It's like football without the pads.
No pads, no helmet. Although you encouraged him to, you know...
I tried.
Yeah, didn't happen. Apparently he's playing golf with a helmet on, apparently.
You'll need a helmet. If you play golf with me, you will need the helmet, because I could hit you.
That's
it. It won't be pretty.
But I love he was there, right, in Australia. And what he did was, he met guys who love the Lord and love sport. And they take their faith seriously. And that was an impact on Lloyd. And from that moment, then Lloyd kind of made that decision to really take his faith more seriously and to not have that sacred, secular divide, right? That's what we talk about with sports friends, isn't it? Our training, about merging them together. And that's something that Lloyd shared around how he was deeply impacted around that. So well worth looking back at that. And that is our players. So we've reviewed...
Founders.
We've reviewed...
Players.
Now we're going to review...
Leaders?
Chaplains! Dang, number three. And we had three chaplains. Remember the three chaplains we had?
Martin. Colin.
And?
Warren.
Fantastic.
Jimmy.
No.
No, he was
Jiminy Cricket. He was later.
That was really odd.
So you've got your own personal chaplain.
I do. And I love chaplains. I love my wife. She is a chaplain to Team Kyle. And I would encourage all of us, really. You heard, just get a chaplain.
Get a chaplain.
You'll never regret it.
We heard around the power of chaplaincy. All joking aside, my wife is definitely my chaplain as well. And really important. Shows up there for me when I need her all the time. She's a good listener. Great listener. And she needs to be a great listener. And she's, honestly, she listens to this podcast. She listens to this podcast.
You heard it here first.
No.
Dad likes to talk.
So she's doing that. But we heard around Warren. He was CEO of Sports Chaplaincy UK. Someone who's trying to get chaplains in the professional game all the way down, trying to get 1,000 chaplains, right? We heard around how sports chaplaincy began officially through the Manchester United chaplain, Watford chaplain, and then from there it's kind of grown. And what was it for you, Kyle, around chaplaincy that you remember around? What impacted you from that?
I think it's just being around, working and mentoring coaches, but also listening to the players, getting to the heart of the player. I think it was really impactful, because that's what we do in sports. We try to encourage our coaches to listen, to be present with their team.
Be present, show up, create that safe space for relationships, so that then people to share what's really going on when you go through the highs and lows of life. You know, we talked about mental health, right? What was that like for you hearing about that around mental health?
We think mental health's a new buzzword that's come up, and you know, people are talking about, at least here in the U.S. and possibly in the West as well, in the U.K. But it's something that's not, Warren said, it's nothing new.
Yeah, nothing new. And so he was talking about, like faithfully showing up, eating with the players, you know, turning up and speaking to, I loved he talked about speaking to the tea lady as well as speaking to, you know, the players and stuff. And just,
gotta get your tea.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. Like, a lot of good feedback around Warren. Genuine guy, warm guy. And he said it was all about people, chaplaincy. And I love that. Really good. Worth looking back and going back to our archives. Give it a listen. Give it a watch. But we also had Martin on, the chaplain of Morecambe. Also share around ambassadors. Remember who's famous? Who lives in Morecambe? Do you remember?
Hands of Fury. Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. That's right. But Martin shared around that. This is what we can do now in live. Kyle Elgin, the mad dog. Boxing the wildcat. Let's have a boxing match. That'll get viewers.
Let's do it now.
But Martin,
turn the cameras on.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Who do you think? I know who's going to win. So we had him on talking about, you know, ambassadors and talking about his experience with MF and then what he's doing now. But it was great hearing around that. But we also had Colin Pinkney on, the chaplain for the Charlotte Hornets for over 30 years. Michael Jordan, he knows. We've got some stories around that and is known him personally and has been a chaplain for him and many others. What was that like hearing around Colin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear, like we were talking about the chaplains and in the UK, but in the US... I've known chaplains in different capacities, but to hear his stories and how he kind of was called by Del Curry, Steph Curry's dad, when he was at the Bobcats, now the Charlotte Hornets, just to encourage him to come and be a chaplain at the team. Not knowing what he was getting himself into, preparing these nice sermons that would speak to these elite athletes and whatnot, and what did he discover?
Well, he discovered that he doesn't have to change the message.
Doesn't need to change the message, yeah, people. Whoever,
because they're all people.
The ground is even at the foot of the cross, people.
That's right.
And they all stand looking up.
Yeah, and he realized that, you know, whether he's speaking to the richest, affluent players or whether he's speaking to the poorest people in the city, the message doesn't need to change. Well worth looking and checking out his work with Harvest Center and talking around that. But he also spoke about the power of mentoring. And for me, I loved hearing around kind of his work and what he's done and what a leader and how much wisdom he had. That could have went on for a long time for me.
Again, just being present. I mean, like Warren said and Martin, it's being in the presence of and just being willing to listen, you know.
And he was shared around like how Dr. J started Bible studies and NBA clubs. I also didn't know that there was a chapel service an hour before the game. We didn't know. This is what the podcast does. It gives, you know, in the elite world, there's an hour before, there's a chapel service. And, you know, Colin's in there. And he's there, you know, making sure that these players have got this safe space around the pressure that they face. That's awesome. Like, well worth listening and seeing the impact that he and many other chaplains are doing across the NBA as well. So, really good insight. So, that is chaplains. Number four, we reviewed leaders. So, leaders.
I said that before, but I didn't know I was, you know, it's a premonition.
Number four. Leaders. We had Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
And we also had Mark Oliver.
Mark Oliver.
Well, let's talk about Mark Oliver. Fellow Geordie, did you understand him?
I still don't understand you.
Do you don't understand me? You don't understand Mark? Does anybody understand the Wildcat?
No.
That is a question. Well, I understood Mark and we were flowing, but I loved, you know, Mad Dog. He was talking around Scripture Union. The same mission to a different generation. Mm-hmm. Same mission, different generation, reaching the 95. Well worth going back and hearing around the different resources he uses, different trainings, different things. Listen back to Mark Oliver, the Geordie, talking around the amazing work that Scripture Union currently do. But we also had Steve Perry on, right? What was it like hearing from Steve Perry?
Steve Perry, the chairman of the Sam Ryder Golf Fellowship Cup. I think it was great to be with him last year when we golfed at, not knowing that it was even in existence. But then realizing that this man, Samuel Ryder, who started the official Ryder Cup, which is now pits the Europe against the U.S., before even that happened in 1927?
Yeah.
1902, the Ryder Cup was Sam instituted a cup for clergy.
Yeah, for ministers to go and relax, have some R&R, and to network. And we heard the whole story around that, which is you can go back and listen to. We didn't know, but we played in the original Ryder Cup. The Wildcat and the Mad Dog played in the original Ryder Cup.
Did we win it?
Our friends, we already won, but we didn't win that one. There's actually never been an American to win the original Ryder Cup.
This is my year.
Never, but maybe that will change, okay? But we're listening back to that, I think for me it was great hearing around the man Sam Ryder. I mean, Steve's researched his life. He's also, there's this book by Peter Fry that he's currently lent me, which is the man behind the Ryder Cup.
Peter gave you that book?
Sam Ryder, Steve. Steve.
Sam Ryder gave him that book,
people. Steve.
Oh, gave, Steve Perry.
Steve gave me the book. Now, the book. And that talks about Sam, you know, the man of faith, the businessman, and also a man who loved sport. He actually loved rugby and he loved cricket, but he also had golf. And that's something that he's impacted. You know, we know the Ryder Cup, but do many people know the original Ryder Cup?
Very few.
Very few. So
these two, yes.
You can too. If you listen to it, you'll hear that.
People.
I mean, really amazing how a Christian man has impacted, you know, the world of sport. And more than that, he's impacted many people. He's impacted us. We played in it, for goodness sake. And look what happens because of it. And then fifth,
number five.
And finally, we have
Coaches.
We had some awesome coaches. We had three great coaches. We had Coach Steve Czech. What did he coach?
Softball.
This Czech national team, remember? Czech national. Ladies national team.
University.
And he's coached at the top level and the lowest level as well, all the way through. Well worth listening to Steve Czech. We also had Coach Caleb talking about your new favourite sport.
Sponge diving.
Cricket.
Cricket.
It's not caught on.
Cricket.
He loves cricket. Did he help explain it to you?
He did. It was great to hear Caleb share his story about cricket, what he's doing with it. Not too many cricket, people. Cricket. It's a sport. Check it out.
He educated.
Check out the podcast.
He educated the Mad Dog. And did he win?
No, he didn't.
Did he win the battle?
The voters said I won. The voters also said Steve Czech won against you, baseball, softball.
There wasn't
cricket.
That many voters on X, so go on to X.
I voted.
And follow it. I voted as well, and I think there was maybe a few others. But
vote
anyway.
And vote often,
the
people.
The vote is there. Foo, follow us on X, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all those things. You'll see in the top. Please do that. But, you know, it was great hearing around that. And lastly, we had Sam Hope on.
Samantha Sam Hope.
And she talked about the Charlotte Lady Eagles.
That's right.
And that was awesome, actually, hearing about women's sport and talking about removing the different barriers and also her winning the national championship and talking around that, right? That was a great episode. What was that like then, those coaches? So we had those different coaches. We train coaches, right? What was that like for you hearing around those coaches? I mean, for me, it was around hearing more. They're more than just coaches, right? They don't just coach their soccer skills or their cricket or base softball, or whatever. It was them being like life coaches, right? What was it like for you hearing about some of those coaches?
It was just hearing from them about how their life revolves around the sport, but yes, it also revolves the lives of their players. Mm. Knowing that each day they go in, they have to be encouraged themselves, so they got to get in the Word, they got to be praying. They got to have supporters working, praying for them as well. And then they come into the locker room and they go on the field and now they're interacting with their players.
Mm. I loved like Caleb talked about the crossing culture thing. He talked about two different cultures, people learning through cricket, learning from each other. And that richness, like doing that was great. Also around Coach Steve Check, you know, he talked about the importance of the relationship and using those moments, those key moments where he can speak into the lives of young people. Whether he's there for a short while or a long while, he was talking about showing up right and looking for those open moments, opportunities to share his life with him and share, different things about his faith and different things when it's possible to do so. So that was great. And then Sam as well, that was great hearing around, you know, all the things that she does, hearing what MAI do, Charlotte Lady Eagles, talking around the different things, the opportunities they're giving many young girls to play and also to the top level, playing at a very high level as well.
Not just the fact that they're a coach, but they're coach of ladies, young women, sometimes girls that sometimes aren't accepted, especially in some of our cultures. We work in Africa and Asia. The girls aren't allowed to play, or they're frowned upon when they do play. But trying to change that perspective and see what we can do to encourage young ladies, young women, young girls to play.
It was an amazing story that I heard about. What happened was there was a girl who wanted to play on a team, one of our teams, and the dad actually said, "No, we can't play. I don't want my daughter to play." What actually happened is, fast forward, the daughter did end up playing, and she ended up scoring a goal. And the father was there, and he went and picked her up and put her on his shoulders and was saying, "This is my daughter." So that changed from saying, "I don't want my daughter to play," to then going all the way through to putting her on his shoulders and proudly saying, this is my daughter. This is my daughter. This is amazing. Yep. But what a story that is around that. And you can go back and listen to Sam, and you can actually share around how they won the national championship. And actually, it was through adversity, through injuries, through sickness, through different things that actually bonded the team together and actually helped. They were a wild card pick, actually win the national championship. But like you said, it's not just about trophies. It's about being a more than a coach and really impacting the lives of young girls and women, which is incredible. So well worth doing that. Mad Dog, we had five categories. We had founders. We had players. We had chaplains. We had leaders and we had coaches. Series 2, we are going to focus on coaches. It's going to be a coach focus. We're actually going to still be called the Only One Podcast, but we're going to introduce the greater game. We're going to talk around the greater game, how coaches are involved in the greater game. Not just
the
greater
on the pitch. Are you saying only coaches?
I'm saying if a player comes in.
A player could come in.
They're going to talk about the best coaches they've had. They're going to talk around the best coaching advice they've had. Maybe the worst experience they've had. Maybe how, you know, being how a coach is being more than a coach for them. Yeah. So we'll maybe hear some stories around who you think has been your best coach. And I'm looking forward to hearing that because you've had some.
I was a player coach. So yeah, just get that on the table. So that'd be the best coach. Wait.
You've had some, a lot of different coaching experience. So that's our theme. Okay. The Greater Game Series 2. We're going to hear around that. Loads of people coming in. Loads of guests from different places, different backgrounds. We're going to hear around that, and we're going to hear around coaches. And of course, we're going to share around what we do with Sports Friends, how we train and equip coaches who are then mentors in their areas, who are part of local churches. We call it church-centered sports ministry, and they become more than coaches. They're kind of like chaplains. They're kind of like mentors to these young people in communities. And we've seen many young people's lives change, many families' lives change. And it's an amazing work that God's kind of called us to. And the guests that we're going to have in are involved in the world of sports ministry. So are you looking forward to Series 2?
I am, because it's going to apply what we do in Sports Friends, right?
Mm.
Living out the...
Yeah, so living to worship Christ.
Leading.
To serve the church.
ministering.
To make disciples.
And, of course, our theme, coaching.
To develop skills. Now, so live, lead, minister, coach. They're our training values. We will talk about those with the guests coming up. But we're also going to have some more Wildman's Weekly Words.
Are we?
I don't know.
It's up to the viewers.
If you want it, stick it in the chat. If not, we will scrap that. But what we are going to do, we are going to talk around a topic and a tool. This next series, we're going to talk around a topic and a tool. So
It's season, whatever it is.
We are going to talk around a topic and a tool. So hopefully, if you're a coach, you may get some tools from the people coming in. We may share some topics around different things.
Some resources.
Maybe some resources, maybe some equipment, maybe some mentoring.
That's REM.
That's REM. That's what we also have.
I mean, yeah, REM. REM.
REM is something
like
we do.
It's like sleep too, rapid eye movement.
There we go.
But we're calling it resources, equipping, and mentoring.
There we go.
So that's sports fans taking it back, people.
So we will have REM as well. So we'll have tools.
I'm going to get some REM right now.
We'll have some REM. Maybe how many people are getting REM as we're listening right now?
Nobody.
Hopefully not.
We did hear from one viewer that says they put us on in the middle of the night
so they can go to sleep. Can you believe it?
What kind of people are you?
But you know what? You know what happened? They put us on at 2 o'clock and they said it was Brian Davidson and they couldn't go to sleep because it was so good. Where do you listen to us? Do you listen to us in the car? Do you listen to us on a run? We do have some stats.
Where are those stats?
It's stats. This is interesting. Who's winning, US or UK? That's the question. Where are most of our viewers?
It depends. Okay,
so let's go off one
thing. Last five episodes, the US is winning.
Okay.
But then since it began, UK's winning.
Come on. Come on, the UK. That's interesting. The last five, the Americans must have liked the last five guests. Very interesting.
That's right, too.
Yeah, but overall, our guests, the UK listeners love it. So.
I think it's your mom.
Yeah, she does like this. Listening. She does listen. Thank
she
you.
She may not be on the podcast. We tried. I said she was coming on. I thought she was coming on.
But she watches. So thank you, mum. And anyone else, please continue to like and subscribe to the Already Won podcast. So that is series one wrapped up. We're looking forward to series two, The Greater Game, coming next season. We're going to have a lot more guests, loads more topics, loads more tools. Don't forget to tell your friends.
Tell your friends' friends.
Tell your parents.
And tell those parents' friends.
That we already won.
Thanks again for joining us on Already Won, a Sports Friends podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe on your favorite streaming platform.